So what do we call the show?
We could call it a lot of different things, but
No. What are we gonna call? How about we call it Town Talk?
Town Talk. Okay.
How about Sandwich Shop Talk?
We could call it Town Talk.
Okay.
That works.
Talk. Now, when did Town
that'll register something in people's brains?
When did Town Talk shut down?
A long time ago. They were forced down by union disputes and other things, and the consolidation of big business.
Was that in before 90?
Yeah, that was before 90.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know,
around the same time Town Talk went under, I think it was around the same time that the Pittsburgh Press went under too?
Yes, that's right.
Somewhere around the same time. They used to bake that on the north side. Town Talk bread.
Is that where they made it?
Yeah.
And then they had an outlet on the south side?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what my friends used to call me back then. They used to call me Town Talk because I talk so much. Can you imagine that?
Well, you know.
There is no defense.
We're both known to run our mouths a little bit.
There's no defense against false accusations.
So what is going on, man? I mean, we're in a struggling economy, but you and I have been struggling in the economy for a long time.
Now, what do they call an extended recession?
An extended recession. Yeah, what is that?
A depression.
Depression, right?
Yeah,
just different names.
Yeah, I just can't
believe it. Different names of different age.
I just can't believe it. And then they're giving, all this money to AIG that insures banks, and they won't give, no money to cars.
Well, I guess that'll be less golf tournaments on TV.
I can't believe it. One-third, they want them to have their pay cut by one-third so they're competitive with the Japanese.
So, I got a question the other day from one of my email buddies, and he wanted to know, he said, well, how come the oil companies can't bail out the auto companies?
Well, yeah, that's what we use our oil for, right?
Yeah.
It's not for heating, it's for cars.
Yeah, mostly for cars.
Okay,
yeah.
And what's the answer?
I think, why not?
That's right. That's right. I mean, who else benefits from this? And so why is gas now down to $1.87?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think is behind all that?
I think what happened was, just like anything else, people stopped buying gas. No, I'm going to a sandwich shop.
Yeah,
they stopped buying gas and they lost money, and so they realized that if they don't get with it, that they're gonna not make any money. It's just like Harvard now is giving a true sliding scale for anybody who wants to go to school there.
Yeah, they've been giving scholarships away for the last few years now.
Yeah, so it's a sliding scale, and they say that the regular colleges are gonna follow suit because, it'd be better to get, $15,000 from some parents in Pittsburgh, then they get nothing.
So does that mean that I could possibly go to Harvard for free since I'm unemployed?
Only if you're an auto worker.
If I'm an ex-auto worker.
Where did you work for the auto company?
I was in the United Auto Workers when I worked at a factory here in Pittsburgh back in the 70s.
Where was that located?
The factory was here in the East End.
The East End of Pittsburgh? East Liberty?
Yeah.
Don't call it the
East
End.
Well, actually it was Homewood.
The yuppies call it the
East
End.
Actually it was Homewood. That's when I worked for E.L. Wiggin Company.
Don't say I live in the Hill. I live in Soho.
Yeah.
So how many years was that?
That was, I worked there for a couple years.
So when did they shut that down?
They moved the jobs to Tennessee through Emerson Electric Company, which is the parent company, and then they closed their facilities down here in the Pittsburgh area because they had a plant in Monroeville, and also they had a main plant in Homewood, which is right adjacent to Mine Safety Appliance.
Okay, I know Mine Safety Appliance. My dad used to do concrete work for them.
E.L. Wiggins used to make electrical heating systems.
So did they move it to Tennessee so they could
parts for electrical heating systems.
They used to get non-union labor in Tennessee?
I don't know what happened with that, but I know.
But that's shut down now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Emerson Electric's company is still around now. They make stereos and all kinds of different stuff. And they make heating systems. Most people don't know that. But yeah, that's when I was in the auto workers. I also been in the Teamsters. I've been in the Teamsters. I was in the Teamsters when I drove a cab.
Yeah, my latest employee, he just he worked for Verizon, was making $21 an hour, mm-hmm. and now he's making $50 a day raking leaves with me.
Yeah.
I mean this is just so ridiculous given the fact that everything, no matter what it is, food or utilities or whatever, is so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's a buyer's market. You get houses for nothing. You get employees for nothing. It just reminds me of the all of the skyscrapers that were built during the Depression.
Yeah, how about that?
People were getting paid a nickel an hour, dime an hour.
But those folks were living large, though, weren't they?
Well, yeah, you could buy something with that. And people always say, well, that was 1930s dollars.
I'm not talking about the actual workers living large. The people who are building skyscrapers were
sure.
living large.
Sure.
I had a discussion with someone not too long ago on the air about Homewood and how all the very wealthy people in the United States lived out in Homewood, like George Westinghouse and Henry Clay Frick and Wilkins and Finley and all these other different people. Yeah, so.
Well, they don't live there anymore.
No, they don't. But we're seeing the neighborhoods revitalized, regentrified.
Oh, my goodness, say the least. This is the last cheap place to get breakfast.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, this is it. You know, with a breakfast, we're going to get.
There's a couple more, but we're going to tell you about those yet.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple more.
And to get breakfast, like at the at other restaurants, is like $8, and here you can get the same thing for $1.99.
Yep.
Jeez.
True value.
Where?
True value. I mean, what you're paying for? You know, that's what it actually costs.
Yeah, these are
a little
good.
Bit more than what it actually costs.
Yeah, they actually here at the sandwich shop, they actually made people Thanksgiving dinner. Man, they had a lot of folk here. A lot of people.
Well, they got a sign that said hippies use back door.
Because the guy who is the co-owner, you know, is a hippie. So, he, you know, it's just a little attempt at humor. Yeah. And it, see what it says underneath that? No exceptions. No hippies allowed. So I'm going into the back door and I'll get you the usual. To go?
I gotta take something.
You gotta go to Giant Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
Market District. So did you understand what that kid was sick about?
He got sick off peanut butter?
Yep. He's been in the hospital ever since.
Wait, you had peanut butter at home?
I don't know, but he's been in the hospital now.
Is he allergic to it?
Yeah. And they had a fundraiser for him, and that's one thing. Things that came out of the sandwich shop. And
there are a lot of people allergic to peanuts and peanut butter.
Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, he's getting physical therapy and everything. His face is all closed up. Yeah, they've really been good about fundraising. And the buttons that they have there that we bought are, you know, are going to help him out too. But my goodness. It's a little bit of peanut butter.
How old is this kid?
He's in his 20s.
In his 20s?
Yeah, people, man, they really go through it. So here in Pittsburgh, are there any stats out on the how many jobs have been lost and the unemployment? And
No, all I know is I can't find full-time work.
Yeah, just, if I didn't hold trash,
I've been looking since February.
Since February? Where were you working before February?
To Thomas Merton Center.
Oh, and so you haven't found anything since then. Did anybody offer you anything you didn't take?
Well, I've been doing like some part-time things.
But nothing that's going to pay the bills. Yep, if I didn't haul trash, boy, because rich folk are never going to haul their own trash. If I didn't clean out houses, I'll tell you, I'd be out of work. But now they're looking for a bargain. Just like during the Depression.
I mean, you're giving them pretty much a bargain anyhow.
Yeah, I know. My old lady talks about that I should charge them more, and I keep on charging them more, and I keep on saying the same thing over and over again. Boy, that's cheap. So I guess when you have money. So the Market District, I go straight down Negley and turn left or right.
Then I head to Graham.
Graham.
I make a right.
Okay. How is that, how's your sandwich?
Good.
Here we go, Graham.
Toast and cheese and lettuce and tomato.
On
whole wheat.
That's right. There we go. The vegan special from the sandwich shop. So, you're doing a little work with, what radio thing?
Oh, man. I have stuff all over the front of me.
Got used to that car eating. So, do you, you're working with, the Morning Brigade, or what's it called?
Oh, Saturday Night Brigade. Come on now.
Is that with kids?
Yep.
So what do you do?
We've been teaching kids how to do audio.
What grade level?
Anywhere from fourth grade up to eighth grade.
I bet the kids dig it, man. Talking into the microphone and playing music.
Well, they want to. Some of the kids want to do beats and stuff. But I have to tell them that there's a process to even to do that. You have to learn what the process is.
Now, do they play music like this?
We're not playing any music yet.
Who is Scott?
That's the King of Pop. Michael Jackson.
My kids can't get enough. And here we go. It's the center. This bomb, so we gotta go to center. So whatever happened to the King of Pop, man, he was good. He was talking about
He still cares for people.
Is he in Europe?
No, he's here in the States.
Cali.
My father, like, all the time. He's real close to Mr. Joe Jackson.
So is he still recording?
Yep. They're always recording. You know, a lot of people think that some of these artists don't do anything because they don't have major record deals, but they're always doing things, you know? They're always in the studio, always creating, always doing stuff. People like Sly Stone, members of the Family Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Folks are always doing stuff. But, you know, mainstream folks figure, so since they're not on the Billboard Hot 100, ain't nothing happening.
Yeah, radio is so bad. It is worse. Now, can I drop you off here, or do you need a ride home?
No, it should be cool.
You just getting your meds?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. What time is it? It's 11:18. Well, I'm going to make it downtown. And you know what this is, don't you?
What's that?
This is our first unedited, underground, raw town talk.
All right, I guess we got to take that part out about that other place.
Don't worry. Okay, man, you have a good day.